This year was the 200th anniversary of Emily Bronte's birth. Emily is celebrated for her one and only novel, the Gothic classic Wuthering Heights. Now, a lot of people have read it, but if you haven't, never fear. Here's comedian Kirsty Wiebeck with a quick cheat sheet for who marries who in Wuthering Heights.
Really, really simply put, this classic novel starts with one of the main protagonists already being dead and sort of works backwards from there, so you already know what's going to happen anyway, so there's no real point in continuing once you find that information out. What happens is this rich dude owns this this place called Wuthering Heights, and then he owns another property that he's the landlord of as well. And he goes off on like a work trip, and he finds this homeless kid, and he brings the homeless kid back to Wuthering Heights to raise him as his own, and he calls him Heathcliff. He's got two other kids as well. One of them's called Catherine. Heathcliff and Catherine become super close, and over the years it sort of blossoms into some sort of a romance. And then basically Heathcliff and Catherine meet the people that are living at the other property, which is called Thrush Cross Grange. It's very difficult on my list, but that's what it's called. And so they meet these people, and Catherine basically goes on to have a romance with the man and to go on and marry him, even though she's in love with Heathcliff. She basically says that she can't marry Heathcliff because he's from a lower class, and like he's basically like a bit too shabby for her. Like Catherine, she doesn't want no scrubs. And so what happens is Heathcliff overhears her saying that, and then he goes away for years. And then he comes back after they've married, and he's like come into money by this stage. And he's like a little bit of a gentleman, but still rough around the edges. And so he comes back, and then he strikes up a relationship with the sister of the man that Catherine married, right? So it's starting to get messy already. And so he strikes up a relationship with her, gets married to her, and then both couples, they both go on to have children. And then basically everyone starts dying. So Catherine, she gives birth to this child called Kathy, and then she dies not long after she gives birth to Kathy. And then Heathcliff has a son, right, with Isabella, right? So that's the sister of the dude from Thrushcross Grange. Like, they have this son, and then after Catherine dies, Heathcliff starts to try to get his son to, like, be besties with Kathy, the daughter of Catherine, and to sort of, like, try and, like, push along a sort of relationship, much like what he'd had with Catherine, because Catherine's dead now, right? So he's, like, living vicariously through these children, who, incidentally, are also cousins. No, Heathcliff. He's gone to set them all up, and then basically what happens is Heathcliff dies. Like, spoiler alert, Heathcliff dies. At the end of it all, he starts getting a little bit mad, and he thinks that he can see the spirit of Catherine, and that she's coming to him in Wuthering Heights, which is where he's residing at the moment and where she formerly resided. So he takes up residence in the room that she used to live in, and basically he thinks that her spirit's coming to him and talking to him. He stops eating food for 4 days, and then he dies. So this whole novel is meant to be this beautiful romance, but really it's just Heathcliff obsessing over Catherine and then trying to make their children come together in a way that he wishes him and Catherine had, and then everyone dies. And that is Wuthering Heights.
Thanks to Kirsty Wiebeck for that handy wrap of Wuthering Heights.